T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So I got a note about a week or two ago about a local author named Andrew Rucker, and he is writing children's books, and he started writing them for his 3-year-old daughter and 12-year-old stepson, and now they've become pretty big. And so I thought, this is a great story, and I want to talk with Andrew Rucker. And so we are. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. I'm glad to be on the show.
Well, thank you very much for being here. So tell us about how your writing got started, writing apparently for your children.
Around April of 2008, I'm sorry, 2018, I wound up having a stroke. So with that, when I was in the hospital, I stated, you know, if everything is fine and nothing else is wrong with me for the most part, I'm going to get out and I'm going to make the best of things. And one of those things that were on my list to do was make children's books for my kids. And when I got out, I put my feet to the ground and started running.
And so your children, 3 and 12, that's a pretty wide range. Tell us about the first books that you wrote for them.
The first one that I wrote was Clean Up BB. That was for my 3-year-old. She was, you know, 1.5 at the time. And I wanted to find some way to have my way to teach her, you know, and at the particular time it was dealing with numbers and coloring. So, and it had a cool way to teach her how to clean up in her room as she's gotten older. And she utilizes that method to this day, and it's awesome. And the next book was for my son, it's called Chin Up, Chest Out. It was dealing with a couple of things, dealing with confidence issues as well as bullying and just different things of that nature. And I wanted to make sure that he knew that he comes from, you know, a great stock, and he can walk with confidence, and he can walk with his chin up and his chest out and be the awesome person that he is.
Wow, that's terrific. And Clean Up BB is the bestseller, and you've had actually pretty much success there on Amazon. You made the best-selling list with that one.
Yeah, it was really surprising that I made the best-seller list in the early education the early education field. So it kind of threw me for a loop because I wasn't expecting that at all, and it just opened up a lot of doors. So it's pretty awesome.
So Clean Up BB is about cleaning up and taking care of things. Chin Up, Chest Out is about being proud of yourself. You have another book called See That BB. Tell us about that one.
So as my daughter gets older, the books will grow up in topic and subject nature. So and at that time when I made that book, she was like 2.5. She's 3 now. And I wanted to focus on the alphabet and different animals that she could, you know, use to remember the alphabet with. Now we're at a point where she's at reading level now. So with that, you know, I made that book to align with the level of learning that she was at that particular time.
And you may have noticed a couple of these have the name BB in there. What are the characters that you use to get these messages across to the children?
Well, BB is the initials of my daughter. It's her for the most part, as well as in the chin up, chest out. It's my son. His nickname is Boogie, so because he likes to dance a lot. So with that, I put them into their own little world, and they get to see themselves and laugh and joke, and those are the main characters. But we have her sidekick, our terrier, Pinky, that is with BB all the time in real life, so I had to add her in the book as well.
That is outstanding stuff. We're visiting with Andrew Rucker, and again, he is a children's author from North St. Louis. A great story. You came up with the idea after suffering a stroke. I need to ask you, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Things are, I put my feet to ground, and I ran, and I haven't looked back since. My health is great.
And now you also write under the name Poncho Rucker. Tell us about that.
Poncho was dedicated to my little sister when I was about 18. Her dad was, his name was Poncho, and he was, he reached an untimely demise when she was 1 year old. Actually, the day that I enlisted to go to the Navy, he was murdered in West St. Louis.
Oh.
And so I took it upon myself to make sure that whenever she hears her dad's name, that she hears nothing but positivity behind that. So my entire moniker or my pen name is dedicated to my family.
That is outstanding. Andrew Rucker, we're talking with a children's book author from North St. Louis. Andrew, it sounds like you've really been able to connect not just with your children, but with others through the books. What's the key to that, do you think? I mean, we just had a report about, toys without screens, and it's like so much of raising a child now is based on them looking at a phone, looking at an iPad or whatever. What do you see as the key to connecting with children to get them to read and to get what they read to really impact how they feel about themselves?
I personally believe real life relatability. If you can make this thing real and fun to me and it relates to my world at the particular time, then I'm all in. And I believe that that's with everyone. We as grownups, we buy things pertaining to our use or our want or the things that we see. That's the same thing with our kids. You know, all of these commercials are flashing in their faces about stuff that they think they need. So we have to kind of wean the necessities such as reading and how important that is into their world and make that relatable and make it fun as well.
Outstanding. And also, I see where you illustrate your own books. Do you have any history in art, or did you just pick it up and start drawing?
After I had stroke, well, before I had the stroke, I said that, you know, the reason why I'm not going to do this is because I can't draw. And that was the biggest hang up for me. But the stroke kind of pushed me into high gear, and these books are essentially a love letter of mine to my kids. So I really didn't care if I couldn't draw or not. I wanted these things to get to them, and somehow it became relatable to other kids and other parents, and it had legs. So, yeah, that's the thing that kind of made me an illustrator.
What a great story. Andrew Rucker, he writes under Poncho Rucker, and you can go to Amazon. His books are Clean Up BB, See That BB, Chin Up, Chest Out. You got any more coming out soon?
I have another book for parents. It is a funny parent book called The Dad Book. Since I'm a dad, and it's loosely kind of based off of just the things that I laugh about with my other parent friends. About just being a dad and how, you know, the job is never done, but we love it and wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Moms and dads can definitely agree with this book. They can love this book and laugh with the book. So I made kind of a love letter to the parents that buy my books. And you can get that at on Amazon as well as BB Books. That's BEEBEEBOOKS.com.
All right. Outstanding. BB Books. Andrew Rucker, it's been a pleasure to hear your story. It sounds like you're a great father, and It's just really, really neat stuff. So it's been an honor to have you on this morning.
Thank you so much.
That's Andrew Poncho Rucker. Look him up on Amazon. Check out his children's books and now a parent's book. How about that? Get the latest here on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.